It's time for Rhema for Today.
You see, we know certain facts concerning God's Word on faith, and we endeavor to exercise our faith. Now, first of all, like I said, many times we've agreed with people, prayed with them, and then they've come back to us and said, well, that didn't work. I've said to them, well, if it didn't, and we really agreed, or we're really believing, then Jesus told a lie, because I believed and it didn't work.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, What Jesus Taught About Prayer, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, she said, what do you do? I said, I just walk by faith and not by sight. She said, what do you mean you walk by faith and not by sight? Well, I said, just sit there then and watch me. I moved off of the couch and got a chair and moved it right up in front of her. I mean, our faces wasn't maybe 2 feet apart. I said, I'm going to shut my eyes and pray, but now you watch my face. I never felt so dead. I never felt so listless. I never felt so unspiritual in my life as I do right now. Amen. But you keep your eyes open and watch. I'm going to shut my eyes just to shut you out, my wife and her woman sister. So I just shut my eyes and I said, oh, Father, oh, I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm so glad I'm born again. I'm so glad I'm in the family of God. I'm so glad that you're my very own Father and I'm your very own child. I'm so glad that I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. The Word of God said, now unto him that loved us and has washed us from our sins in his own blood. I'm blood washed, blood cleansed. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that through the person and power of the Holy Ghost, the Lord Jesus Christ dwells in me. The Scripture said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And so you're in me. I'm so glad that God the Father, through the person of the Holy Ghost, indwells me. For God himself said, I'll dwell in them. I'll walk in them. I thank God that the Holy Ghost is in me. For the Bible said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And the greater one is in me. Praise the Lord. Well, we used to sing a song in Pentecostal circles, and I think it'd be good if we'd go back to some of those. We used to sing a song, anybody ever in Pentecost, used to sing a song, it's bubbling, it's bubbling. And that's the way it feels sometimes, just bubbling up inside you. Hallelujah. When I began to acknowledge and confess he's in me, he started bubbling, glory to God, and started bubbling up inside me. Then you begin to feel something, you see. But you had to act in faith first. And to me, it was just like a laughter began to build up in me. And before I knew it, it came out my mouth and I began to laugh. When I began to laugh, see, I had my eyes shut just to shut her out and close everybody out around. She said out loud, your expression changed. Your face changed. You don't look like the same person. Your face looks bright. It just lit up. I opened my eyes and said, sure. I stirred him up that was inside me. Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that's in you. Now I'm feeling fine. Glory to God. She said, can I do that? I said, sure you can do that. Sure you can do that. She began to do the same thing. Say the same thing I said. When she got to the same place, she started laughing just like I did. And her face lit up. Hallelujah. Well, she said, you know, afterwards, she said, I thought maybe, you know, I'd come by here and get you to pray. It might take an hour or two for me to pray through. but said he is in there all the time, wasn't he? I said, sure he was. I didn't even get to pray with her. Not only did she learn a great spiritual lesson, but that tumor, the other tumor she had, disappeared. Because you see, now, 3 years later, 3 years later, I was holding a meeting there in Dallas, Texas. And she called, sending in, I didn't even know that she had moved to Dallas. She's manager of one of the motels there. And she'd called my wife and turned in a prayer request for someone else and made mention of the fact when she came by there 3 years before and told us that other tumor completely disappeared. Doctors couldn't find a trace of it. And she had just in good health going on with the Lord. You see, friends, whether it's two of you in agreement, whether it's just you, hallelujah, praying, we walk by faith. It all comes right back to a faith proposition. Faith is based and built on what God said, not what man said. Amen? Has God said it? Will he not do it? Well, thank God he will. Praise God. Let's stand up and thank God for his word. What do you say? Right now, just stand up and thank God for his word. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you that we can act upon your holy word, be a doer of the word, walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. Forever thy word is settled in heaven. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, sit back down a moment. Turn right on over to chapter 21 in Matthew. We'll take just a few more moments here. Matthew chapter 21, and you'll see further what I was talking about. And when the disciples saw it, that is, the fig tree withered away, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Now verse 21 and 22. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, what's the next word? Believing, ye shall receive. Now, if he just hadn't put that word in there, we'd all had it made, wouldn't we? If it had just read, and all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, ye shall receive. Well, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, you haven't received, have you? I said, have you? No. Now, every one of us have been there. That you might as well admit it. There's no use of, skirting facts. We just have to face up to facts. No, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing. Believing. The previous verse said, you'll not only, do what's done to the fig tree, but he said, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also ye shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Have faith and doubt not. See, if you doubt, you're not believing. And all things, how many things? How many? All things. whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Now, here another place is where we miss it. Here is another place where we miss it. You see, we know certain facts concerning God's word on faith, and we endeavor to exercise our faith. Now, first of all, like I said, many times we've agreed with people, prayed with them, and then they've come back to us and said, well, that didn't work. I've said to them, well, if it didn't, and we really agreed, or we're really believing, then Jesus told a lie, because I believed and it didn't work. And again, like we said, I've had people just to speak up, you know, right out of the hearts then, before this talking out of the head, and said, well, you know, I didn't much expect it to happen anyhow. Well, it's not going to happen. But now then, what is it that you're believing for? What does God's word say about it? Now, for instance, when it comes to, you know, you don't have problems. Did you ever notice that? Most of the time, majority, with folks who are just rank out and out sinners who've never been saved, you don't have much problem with them when they come. Because see, Jesus said, him that cometh unto me, I'll no wise cast him out. In fact, I can't remember at all in 50 years and pastoring 12 years of what we'd call a rank sinner when he come to Jesus and have any problems at all. But I'll tell you what, you'll have all kind of problems with what these people that we call backsliders. You know what I'm talking about? Amen. Because, you see, you have to move them to that place of believing. They've had an experience and they want to feel again like they did when they had that first experience.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, God's Greater Glory, Bring Revival to This Generation. Next is Lynette Hagin's 3-CD series entitled, If I Can, You Can. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Deep Roots in God. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You can apply for Rhema Bible Training College.
Yes.
Starts this fall, 2026 September. You can just go to rbtc.org/apply.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
It's going to come up here really quick.
Yeah.
Well, what else is coming up quickly?
Monday, Kenneth Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.